We're in Siman Aleph, Sif Beis, in the Lishkas HaSofer, Sif Katan Dalet. Says the Keses, Oy Cheresh, Oy Shoyte. We had said that the Sefer Torah, Tefillin, or Mezuzas that were written by a Min are burned. If it's written by a Nachri, or a Moser, or an Isha, or a Cheresh, or a Shoyte, or a Katan, it's possible and needs to be put in Gneza. Says the Lishka, the Gittin Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, Tani Revim Nuna, B'redi Rava, Mipashrunya, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, or Mezuzah, Shekos von Min. It says in the Gemara the following, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, or Mezuzah, that were written by a Min, Umasar, Nachri, Avodas Elilim, Ve'eved, Ve'isha, Ve'kotan, Ve'kusi, Ve'Yisrael Mumer, Psulin. All of these people who write them, it's possible. Why? Shenemer ukshartem mechsavtem. Kol sheyeshnei b'kshira, yeshnei b'ksiva. As we discussed, this means that anybody who's included in the halacha of kshira of tefillin, so such a person is included in ksiva. Bekol she'eina b'kshira, eina b'ksiva. Anybody who's not included in the mitzvah of kshira of tefillin is not permitted to write stam. Because of shom v'b'chor shar, the b'chor shar over there says, v'zeh l'shoinai. Nira pashat, tuhu adin l'cheirish v'shoita, u'be'emes, tzorech tam, maitayma loitani luhu b'braisa, Tahani nami ptiri mikol mitzvahs k'moshe kasev reish chagiga. In the first Mishnah of Chagiga, it says that a cheresh and a shoita are potter from the mitzvah of re'iyah, which means that they're potter in essence from mitzvahs, a cheresh and a shoita. So how come the Gemara in Gittin leaves out the case of a cheresh and a shoita? V'nir lefi ani estaiti, d'yesh loimar de cheresh v'shoita, the Keses says, it's not necessary to include them because we already know from the Mishnah in Chagiga that they're not included in mitzvahs b'chlal. The cotton nitzrich le, the reason why we have to include a cotton is because mishum dehasam k'tani yezehu cotton kol she'ena yachal lirkov. The Mishnah in Chagiga over there discusses different types of ktanim, and some are included in the mitzvah, and some are not included in the mitzvah. A katan who has reached gil chinuch would yes be chayev in the mitzvah of re'iyah. V'hinei katan shehigia lechinuch tefillin aviv chayev liknas lo tefillin. V'tzidei danoi de b'Yehuda b'tinyana erchayim simen aleph d'mishum hachi mikri berkshira. The danoi de b'Yehuda is mitzadid to say that a katan who has reached Gil Chinuch is already called a Barkshira. Avoldas Amordchai Dakati Einai Barkshira, Mishum de Chinuch Einai Rak de Rabbanon. But according to the Mordchai, even a cotton who is Higia Le Chinuch is still not called a Barkshira because the mitzvah of Chinuch is only Mid Rabbanon and the mitzvah of Tefillin is Dairaisa. So if he's only going to be Chai of Mid Rabbanon, he's not going to be considered to be a barkshira. V'yesh loymar, d'lahachi itzrich lemisni cotton. That's why we had to include the case of the cotton in the Gemara. Lashmi'inon, to teach us that afilu la'achar shehigia lechinuch, that even a cotton who has reached the age of chinuch, lo mikri barkshira, ukadas amortchai. So you would have thought that a cotton who's reached gil chinuch is called a barkshira, like the havamina of the Noi Deb Yehuda. So for this, we have to be taught that no, that a cotton, even if he's a gia legil chinuch, is not going to be considered to be a barkshira, and that's why the Gemara in Gittin includes a cotton. Oyesh leimar, another reason why in Gittin we have to include a cotton is mishum da'av chayev l'lamines b'nai Torah afilu b'katnusai. We all send our children to cheder. Ubekedushin da'av chavtes amad beis l'lamda Torah minolan d'sivili maditam oisam es b'neichem. Children have to be taught by their parents. A mitzvah d'oraisa, or mashma shehu min ha-Torah. You see that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. V'hava amina. Therefore, I would have thought, kevan d'ha-kotn shayach b'limud Torah mid'oraisa, yehei kosher lichtov sefer Torah. Like the Keses discussed, like the Lishka discussed in the previous if cotton, right? There's a hava amina to say that if a cotton is included in limud ha-Torah, so mamela he would be kosher to write a sefer Torah as well. Kamash malan. Therefore, the Gemara in Gittin has to come along and tell us, delay, that no, a cotton is excluded from writing stam. V'hainu mishum, why is he excluded from writing stam? To mikol mokaim hachiyuv de limud al ha'av, hu de ramya v'loy al ha'katan. The chiyuv of learning, of teaching, is a chiyuv on the father. It's not a chiyuv on the child. Oy mishum, another reason is, de b'kshira dafka talya milsa. It's totally mamish in kshira. K'moy shekasa b'shagas aryeh, she'evesi b'sif katan shelef neza. Ayin shivas tziyon, Simon Dalid, right? The Shagas Arya had said that it's totally in being a Barkshira Bepoil, and since the cotton is not a Barkshira Bepoil, so Mamela, a cotton would not be included in Ksivas Stam. The Shivas Tzion that he is Mitzayin over here has a very lengthy tshuva where he discusses the din of a Cheirish, and he's Mitzadid Lahalocha Veloy Lamaisa to be Mechalik between the din of a Cheirish and a cotton. That's the discussion in the Shivas Tzion over there. Or the Sefer Kisei Rachamim, Sech the Sefer in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel, the Chida, says in the Sefer Kisei Rachamim, maybe the Ha'aguda Gorasham Gam Cheresh V'Shoita. Indeed, the Aguda has a Girsa that includes in it Cheresh and Shoita. Says the Lishkas HaSefer, Sifkotan Hei. Oy Koton, one of the mentioned people whose stam is not kosher and needs to be Nignaz, is the case of a cotton. So now he addresses the case of a cotton. Ra'isi b'sefer Yad Shol. I saw in the Sefer Yad Shol, mevi kushya lefi ma shekosav ha-tesis begitin dafchav beiz amad beiz divar ha-maschil v'holav. Over there, the Tesis is discussing whether a cotton is kosher to write a get. And it says over there in the Tesis, v'im taimar v'holav b'nei krisis ninhu. Why would we allow ketanim to write gitin? They're not b'nei krisis. They can't give a get. So if they can't give a get, they shouldn't be able to write a get. The Yesh Loimar Taisa says, the chashivi b'nei krisis, they are considered to be b'nei krisis. Why? Hoyel v'im higdil ha-koton, he would be able to give a get. So Einachanami, the child, in his current status, cannot give a get, but he's someone who will be able to give a get. Therefore, he should be kosher to write a get. V'im kain, frek the lishkas ha-sefer, or rather the Yad Shol, why should a katan be excluded from writing stam due to the fact that he's not a barkshira? Neima kevan shem higdil hakatan yia b'mitzvah sukshartem yia gam ata b'din ksiva. The same way we say that a katan can write a get potentially because he's a bar krisus in theory when he gets older. So he should be able to write stam as well, because he's a bar kshira when he gets older, just the same. So the Lishka tries to answer the Yad Shol's kasha by saying the following. By krisus, there's a different drasha. The drasha is that it says that the get has to be written, v'kosav v'nosan. Misha Yeshnai Binasina, so somebody who can give the get, Yeshnai Biksiva, is able to write the get, as Rashi says in Gittin Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Hare, Einoi Tzarech Lias Bepoil Binasina. The Havadai Einoi Mechuyev Lagarish Es Ishtai. There's nobody who's Mechuyev to be Megarish Es Ishtai, so when it says that Yeshnai Binasina, Yeshnai Biksiva, doesn't mean that only somebody who's getting divorced is allowed to write a get. Obviously, someone who's happily married would also be able to write a get. Ela deba'inan sheyia bar nesina bekoyach. He has to potentially, theoretically, be someone who could give his wife a get. Sheim hoya roitza, hoya yochel agarish esishta. Should he want to, he is capable of doing so. Vekevan deloy ba'inan sheyia bar nesina ela bekoyach. So since by gitin specifically, we only need that he should be someone who can give a get, potentially, Shapir Amrinan, Degam Koton, Kevan Dele Sheyigdal, Dele Kesheyigdal, Yochel Agarish, Gam Ata Nechshav Bar Nesina B'Koyach. So too a Koton, just like the adult, doesn't have to be someone who's actually giving a get, just someone who could give a get. So over there we can include a Koton who also could one day give a get. Aval Bidrasha Dukshartam Uchsavtam. But in our case of writing stam, v'inan sheyakayim mitzvas asei shelukshartem b'poyel mamish, I need that this katan should be a barkshira now. V'lachein katan nechshav ein a bikshira. And lamaisa katan is not bikshira. Therefore, he's not considered to be a barakshira. Kevan she'enai b'poyel bikshira. The fact that potentially he could be mekayim kshira is irrelevant. I need someone who now is a barakshira. U'bazen nirelin fi'ani astayti li'ashev kushyas hanayde b'yehuda b'tinyona erichayim simen aleph. And with this, we can answer another question that the Noida B'Yehuda asks in the aforementioned tshuva. Ladas Hariva Harosh, the Hashchitas Nochri Nevela, says that the Shchita of a Goy is Nevela. Hatam hu mishum dichsiv hizavachta ve'achalta. It says that the Shchita will be done and then the food will be eaten. The animal, the meat from the animal will be eaten. So who can eat the meat of the animal, mishahu bar zvicha, the same type of a drasha, b'zavachta v'achalta, mishahu bar zvicha, he can eat. V'im kain, daim l'tfilin, the darshinan ukshartim uksavtam, mishahu b'kshira, hachinami darshinan b'shchita, mishahu bar zvicha. V'harei mishnah mefureshes b'chulan, it says black and white in the mishnah, in chulan, v'kulan sheshachtu, v'acherim ra'in oisan shchitosan kshira. Harei de shchitas katan ksheira. We see in Chulin that we have a drasha of vizavachta v'achalta, and over there we know that a katan is a bar zvicha. V'kosha ma'ishna le'inyin shchita de mikri bar zvicha u'ma'ishna le'inyin kshira de loy mikri bar kshira. How come we say in Chulin that a katan is considered to be a bar zvicha, yet we say by tefillin that a katan is not a bar kshira? Of course it's totally different. The question is, my shna? Of course it's shna. It's very different. There's no chiyuv on this katan that he should shecht, nor is there a chiyuv on anybody else that they should shecht. Should someone want to eat meat, he's not going to be allowed to eat the meat until he shechts. So he just needs to be potentially a bar zvicha, v'lachein katan kosher. Therefore, a katan is also going to be kosher for shchita. Why? Kevan d'saifa she is gadol, because he's going to be an adult one day, and therefore, even now as a katan, he's considered to be as bar zvicha. Aval b'kshira b'inan sheyeh b'kshira mamish b'poyel. But when it comes to kshira, I need that the katan right now is considered to be a bar kshira, which he is not. V'lachein katan posel. Continues the Lishkas HaSeifer in Sifkotan Vav. He quoted the drasha of Ukshartem Uksavtam. V'kol hani hoyel v'lesnehu b'kshira lesnehu nami b'ksivas tefillin u'mezuzas. Right, that we were discussing only the mishtoi b'hu kra v'kol shekein v'sefer Torah. The pasuk is talking specifically about tefillin. So we mentioned that perhaps Ukshartim Uchsavtim should only include Tfilin Omezuzis. The Kol Shekein B'Sefer Torah says the Kesis, no. The Lishka points out that it's Kol Shekein B'Sefer Torah, the Kodesh Tvei Minayhu. And this is coming from the Ran in Perek HaSheleach. So it includes Sefer Torah as well. There's drasha of Kol She'en B'Kshira, Eina B'Ksiva. Memela, a Kotan would also not be allowed to write a Sefer Torah. Not just is he excluded from tefillin and mezuzos, rather from Sefer Torah as well. Says the Keses HaSeifer, Seif Gimel, Simen Aleph Seif Gimel, Kol she posel lekosvan posel b'kol tikun asiyosan. Anyone who is posel to write stam is posel b'kol tikun asiyosan, and anything that's included in the Maisa of tefillin. And he references you, Ayin Lakaman, Simen Chaf Aleph, Sif Beis, where over there he says that there's no chiluk between the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh in the Lishkas HaSeifer over there. In other words, anything is included. Anyone who can't write, can't do, well, he can't say anything, but it will be explained what he's excluded from, Kol Tikun Asiyosan. Utzrichen Lazarez as a Seiferim, this has to be impressed upon the Seiferim, Ula Ansham, and they should be punished if they're over on this. Shalei lasei shum tikkun al yedei isha or katan. Nothing should be done through an isha or a katan who are posel fiksiva, and therefore they are going to be posel mikol tikkun asiyasan. Says the Lishkas HaSeifer, Sif katan zayin, utzrichim lazaris, tshuvas maram lublin, Simen Samach Zayin. There is a tshuva from the Maram Lublin, the Kosav, where he writes, Sheyesh Lizoru Lahachmir, Shalei Lase Shum Tikkun HaSefer Torah Al Yedei Isha, nothing should be done by a woman, Hein Ligroid HaMechika, whether it means that she's erasing Mechikas in the Sefer Torah, Hein Litver HaYerias, whether it's sewing up the Yerias, Ur Lechabram Yachad, Betfirois Gidin, sewing the Sefer Torah together, Ur B'dievet Im Tofra, if a woman was Tofra Sefer Torah, Im Efsher Bekalas Lahatir HaTfiris, if one can easily undo the Tfiris HaTofra HaYisha, Hu Yoyser Tof, that's preferable. V'im Garda Esanagias, what if the woman, she erased letters that were touching? So is that going to be kosher or not? Says the Lishka, v'shem de Maram Lublin, v'im garda esanegiyas begufa oisiyas atzman, kegoin v'kuf v'hei v'alef, you have a negiya ois el atzma, which is a psul. And now the lady went, and she was megarid, herei afilu b'dievet posel ha-sefer Torah, mishum d'havi chakteicha. So it's irrespective of whether it was done by a woman or a man. If one would do such a thing, it's going to be chakteichas. But what if it was a case where it would not create a psul of chak teiches to make an erasure? Rather, it's between two oisias, where a man, if he would erase that negia, would now kasha the Sefer Torah. V'ha'isha hifrida, and the woman is the one who did the hafrada. Loi posla b'dievet, says the Miram Lublin, b'dievet we could be makel on such a thing. Rakim yodea ha-sefer ha-makayra shagarda, but if the cipher knows which letters the woman corrected by way of erasure, so really the best thing is to erase the letters in their entirety, and to rewrite them properly. Now obviously he points out, this can only be done in a Sefer Torah, but tefillin and mezuzos, tipsulin v'shalek yisidron, havi b'dievid, and b'dievid, one would be able to be meikel. The Bir Halacha discusses this in Simen Lamites, Sif Beis, Divrei HaMasel, B'kol Tikkun. You can have a look in the Bir Halacha over there as well, who also discusses this, Maram Lublin. Says the Keses HaSeifer, Si'if Dalid, Sefer Torah, Shekosvay Mamzer, Yesh Poislam. A Sefer Torah written by a Mamzer, there are those that hold that such a Sefer Torah is posel. Says the Lishka, Sif Kotten Ches, Ayin Shach, Simen Reish Pei Aleph, Sif Kotten Ches, Shekosav, the Shach, after he brings two reasons why a Mamzer would be posel from Ksiva Sefer Torah, he writes, Vizel Lashayne, ordinarily, a third issue the Shach brings up, Tam Didomi Le'evet V'isha V'Kotten She'enam Chayavim B'mitzvah. A Mamzer, L'chayre, wants the Shach wants the Taina, is like an Isha and a Kotten, She'enam Chayavim B'mitzvah. Just like an Isha and a Kotten are posel, because they're not chayev and mitzvahs, so too a mamzer would also be posel from writing a Sefer Torah. V'hachi nami ger toisha v'umamzer, yesh kama v'kama mitzvah she'en chayev and behen. That's what the Shach says as his third suggestion. Says the Lishka, v'hinei atoisus begitin daf mem hei, amid beiz divir ha-maskel kol sheyeshnoi, kosvu v'zeh l'shoinoi, V'dafka v'sefer Torah u'tfilin u'mezuzas d'ksiv u'ksharetem u'ksavtem d'rshin anachi. Ad kan l'shayne. Taisa says that this psul of kol shei, this drasha of kol shei yeshnei b'kshira, yeshnei b'ksiva, so it excludes v'dafka v'sefer Torah u'tfilin u'mezuzas v'nira shehevin ha-shach. So the Lishka explains that the Shach clearly understood the kol shei eina be'eza mitzah k'suv v'b'torah eina b'kshira. When we said kol shei eina b'kshira eina b'ksiva, the Shach from this third teretz is clearly understanding that it's lav dafka kol shei eina b'kshira, but it's eina kol shei eina be'eza mitzvah. Aval hashagas aryeh b'simen lamed hei, which he mentioned in previous sifkotens in the Lishka, hoychiach b'mishar, the dafka misha eina b'kshira eina b'ksiva. Dafka, if you're not bikshira, you're not biksiva. But the fact that one is excluded from other mitzvahs wouldn't make a difference. Aval masha eina b'mitzvah acheres, less lanva. So, and that's what the Lishka said at the end of Sifkotin Gimel. V'ayin chasam seifer, simin reish ayin aleph. Over there, the chasam seifer is very marich to bring another reason why we would passel a mamzer, which is not in accordance with the opinion of the Shach or the Shagas Aryeh, that's in the Chassam Sofer, Simon, Reish Ayin Aleph.